Welcome back to the Citizens Defending Freedom Show. Coming up today, Miami-Dade County CDF has announced a settlement with the Miami-Dade School Board. A Florida superintendent praises Brevard County CDF, and a panel discussion among school board members sparks common ground. But first, before we get started, head to our website, citizensdefendingfreedom.com, and hit the subscribe button to make sure you don't miss out on any of our content. In Florida, Miami-Dade County CDF has reached a settlement with the Miami-Dade County School Board to ensure that the board follows Florida's Sunshine Law in the process of adopting instructional materials. Florida's Public Meetings Law, commonly called the Sunshine Law, provides citizens a right of access to governmental proceedings at the state and local levels. In an October 2022 lawsuit, CDF claimed that the Miami-Dade School Board was in violation of the Sunshine Law after the board allegedly delegated the selection of the school district's human reproduction and disease education curriculum to hand-selected committees, which met privately to review this material. Later, the school board allegedly ratified the decisions made by those committees behind closed doors. As part of the settlement, the school board does not admit fault or wrongdoing for its past actions, but acknowledges that its instructional review committees will meet according to Florida's Sunshine Law moving forward. Bella Rodriguez, our executive director for Miami-Dade County CDF, is here with us today. Thank you, Bella.
Thanks for having me, Lindsay.
What is your take on the settlement with the school board?
You know, I think that it speaks volumes to the work that we're doing, which is all about accountability. A lot of the times we assume that every politician has to be up to something that's corrupt or something that they're doing wrong. And a lot of the times, really what it is just us taking responsibility for our part, which is overseeing and making sure that things are working as they should. And I think that the settlement is just an example of a gentle reminder of, we, the citizens, are paying attention. We are the ones who elect you, and we're going to continue to hold you accountable for what it is that you promised as part of your campaigns.
Is there any other comments you'd like to add?
We are thrilled that we are part of Miami-Dade County. We hold the largest conservative body in the entire country. We look forward to continue to be allies for members of our school board. I think that this settlement speaks to volumes of the relationship that we have, where we are working together and we want to work together.
Thank you, Bella. This settlement comes amidst recent statutory changes in Florida enhancing parental rights in the curriculum selection process and imposing greater oversight of curriculum at the state level. Next, we have an exciting update from our Be Brave book campaign. Ruth, our executive director for Brevard County Citizens Defending Freedom in Florida, received this heartfelt letter from Superintendent Mark Rendell of Brevard County Schools. Superintendent Rendell praised the positive impact of the books we donated, emphasizing the need for more uplifting messages in today's world. A big thank you to Superintendent Rendell for collaborating with Citizens Defending Freedom. Our mission to protect children goes beyond just removing harmful content from schools. We're also dedicated to putting wholesome alternatives in place. Together, we are making a difference. Lastly, in Texas, Tarrant County CDF held a panel discussion with school board members from across the county. School board members from Grapevine Colleyville ISD, South Lake Carroll ISD, and Fort Worth ISD all participated in the panel. This panel discussed enrollment, financial responsibility, and school clubs. All panel members agreed that age-inappropriate learning material has no place in schools. Thank you to the school board members who attended and discussed these crucial topics. That's it for today. Before we go, we want to leave you with our inspirational Bible verse of the week. This week's verse is James 1:19. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. As you can see, Citizens Defending Freedom is doing important work. Help us today in our fight to protect children, help ensure election integrity, and encourage pastors to get engaged. Please visit citizensdefendingfreedom.com, where you can learn more about our organization and generously contribute to our cause. Have a great day, and make sure to like us on social media and tell your friends about the great things we're doing. God bless.